Does that green thumb have your grass looking a little brown? Let the experts at Rosie on the House bring the life back to your lawn. Talk to the pros now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Yeah, you want to talk organic composting and gardening? You got 5 acres of weeds. You tie your goats up in the area and you just move them as they eat the weeds. Because if you let them free range, they will go to everything good first. They'll eat my apple trees. They'll eat the horse hay. So you got to tie them up to the weeds. And then you move them when they eat that area down.
Yeah.
And then you've got all these droppings that you can push into your wheelbarrow and add with your chicken waste.
Right.
And we mulch all that underneath a...
Nicely done.
A Palo Verde tree.
Nicely done.
Yeah,
right.
It's a really nice, like there's
just
a...
Just like the cycle of life right there.
That's it. There's a little wash that goes on the west side of the property, and it's kind of washed out underneath this Palo Verde tree. And I just started piling everything there and get out there and turn it. When it rains, you know, it's completely covered in water for, you know, a couple of days. But when it...
That's good.
When it comes... Every now and then I'll have to go out there.
That's
and
the one thing
the
about composting here is you need moisture. That's, you know, the dryness that we have here is the thing that kind of slows composting down. So you got to either you got to wet it and then you got to cover it. It's better if you can cover it with some plastic or something to cause it to cook. You want it to heat up, be wet, be in there working. That's what makes that break down. So moisture and heat are what composting really likes. So.
And we found a really nice, it was about $40, maybe not even that much, but out of Lehman's. Have you ever been to Lehman's.com?
Mm-mm.
They've got
Lehman's that sells like the industrial clothing and is that the one?
I don't recall any clothing, but it's all products for you would probably find in an Amish home. You know,
okay,
it's all non-electric tools.
Oh, okay.
And it's a tin can or it's a stainless steel can,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, probably a foot tall, but the lid on it has holes drilled into it with two different types of filters in it. So you never smell it, and it's on the kitchen windowsill.
Oh.
So it gets sunlight, and we constantly add eggs and coffee grounds. And
you keep it right on the kitchen counter.
And you never smell it. But I tell you what, in the summertime, if you go a week, when you take it out to put it in the compost pile,
you better.
You have to draw straws for that
quick,
job.
Huh?
Pooh! It ferments good.
Yeah.
It's amazing the odor doesn't lock out. But I mean, that's been great tool for our home just because the compost pile where it is, it's, you know, it's 100 yards from
the
back door.
Well,
that's
the issue. That's
what
keep a coffee
day.
Can. Find some way to make it easy. So when you throw the stuff in there and. You put it wherever, you know, under the sink. I just keep mine under the sink. You okay over there?
I am. my microphone boom is so low.
You got
low,
so excited about composting, he fell off his chair.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to be a part of the program and talk with Mr. John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. Lucilia? Did I pronounce that right? And channel?
Luella.
Yeah. Oh, that's an E. I see.
That's okay.
Good morning, man.
They have those countertop containers at Cost Plus for under $20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
FYI.
Really?
Might have killed my grapevines. I'm not sure. They're like 10 years old. They're beautiful and huge. But in the fall, they had some caterpillars that ate the leaves. So I cut them back. And now they're not even budding. Nothing. It's the only thing in my yard that isn't. What do you think?
Yeah, they should be pretty well leafed out by now.
Yeah,
I would scratch the bark, you know, start at the base and work your way up. If you don't find any green tissue under that bark, clear down to the ground, you know, they're not coming back. My guess is they're not coming back if they haven't started by now.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that too. And I live on a county island in Chandler. My neighbor from the irrigation ditch has these 4-inch spikes on her mesquite bushes that came in through the water. And they cannot get rid of those. Any suggestions on besides, I mean, when the ground's wet, they can't get close enough to get them pulled out by the roots. It's a mess. It's like a big, like you'd find on the river in the desert or something.
Okay, I'm not following you. You said spikes on her mesquite tree?
They're mesquite. They came in.
They have some seedling mesquites that are coming up, and they have big thorns on them?
Yes, these are old though. They came in through the irrigation ditch probably 20 years ago, and so they cut them back.
They're great big mesquites, mm-hmm. with thorns, and it's
I bet you any start landscaper.
Start at the outside edge with a chainsaw and start working your way in. I don't know. And then you can buy a product called Brush and Stump Killer, and every cut you make, you can dab some of that on the end that you cut off that's still in the ground, and you know, little by little, you can get them probably cut back and keep them from growing back. I don't, you know, either that or like a D9 caterpillar or something.
Something like that. You've got A to Z out there. Go get a chipper. Yeah. You get a chainsaw and a chipper and just run them through. And then Brush and Stump Killer should keep them from coming back.
We'll keep them from resprouting. But
something about those native plants, man.
They grow. That's right.
To be in the desert, your ironwoods, your... I know Texas ebony is probably more imported from Texas.
It's not native,
I love Texas ebony. I mean, those grow.
They're tough. Beautiful tree.
The green on them is very nice. And then you've got ironwood is still my favorite desert tree.
And they're just slow. And they are interestingly enough, they're probably the most cold sensitive of all of our desert trees. You only find ironwoods growing in the warmest desert spots.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.